And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This episode of the Paracast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/paracast. That's audiblepodcast.com/paracast. And now, on with the show. Chris O'Brien is our co-host this week. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. And I don't know what I was in when I was reading, a few days ago, about some astrophysicist connected with the UN, and he's going to be our ambassador to E.T.? What the heck is that about?
I think it's a she, but
I can't tell from those names. See, now I'm going to get all sorts of cards and letters. How can you not tell? Well,
oh, no, it sounds kind of fishy to me, Gene.
Well, I mean, it sounds good. You know, let's have an ambassador to E.T. Don't we need one? I mean, they just discovered another Earth kind of planet, the Goldilocks planet.
We've already got an ambassador. His name is Stephen Greer. Right?
Can I cough a little bit? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to cough.
Humankind's self-appointed ambassador to the universe. I mean, how many ambassadors do we need?
Well, I think maybe somebody who we could trust.
There you go. That's the ticket.
As someone said, who was it? Jack Nicholson used the words, "Where's the trust?"
Yeah.
In the movie A Few Good Men. No, not in the movie A Few Good Men. As Good as It Gets.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Where's the trust? Yeah, you can't handle the truth.
Well, we don't want to answer that because in this show, we want you to handle the truth. One other development before you tell us what you've discovered this week about some new cattle mutilation cases. There was a press conference featuring Robert Hastings and Robert Salas and all sorts of ex-military people at the National Press Club, and it was carried live by CNN and got all sorts of interview coverage over on cable news networks of all sorts, even Fox News, believe it or not.
Yeah, I don't believe it, but gosh, can you believe it? You know, I'm I'm amazed that you know, a 35-year-old event should capture the imagination of the mainstream press in the way that it evidently did, although Reality Uncovered did post a very interesting article by Stephen Broadbent that calls into question some of the facts that were presented. I do urge our listeners to do their own research and look at both sides of this particular equation. But it's good to see that we're at least, I think, beginning to get beyond the giggle factor when it comes to the mainstream press covering UFO-related stories. And I think regardless of whether it generated you know, more than a news cycle or two's coverage, I think it's important that the mainstream media's, you know, I think to a certain degree, is eliminating some of the little green men jokes.
Well, now they're little gray men, aren't they? But seriously speaking, you mentioned something here and you created the climate for a debate, like a great debate with Stephen Broadbent, who's been on the Paracast in our early years, and Robert Hastings. Do you think we can get these two together?
Mm, that'd be a good show, huh?
Well, you're assigned, and you can check that out for us. But the key is, of course, that UFOs are being taken more and more seriously. Certainly the success of Leslie Kane's book on UFOs.
Yes.
Because that got to the top 30 of a New York Times bestseller list, just down from all the conservative books on politics. So that's pretty good. Pretty good development.
Very good. Yeah, there may be hope for this field yet, although sometimes I really have problems believing that.
Speaking of hope for any field, especially the paranormal, you told me before we started this week's session that you got wind of a new set of cattle mutilation cases.
Yeah.
Hmm. Give us a briefing. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, it seems that the Hall County ranching family has been quietly undergoing quite a wave of unusual livestock deaths. Over the past year, they've lost 20 head. I called up the Hall County Sheriff's Department and offered any sort of assistance that I could to help them out in their investigation, and spoke with the chief investigator of the case, Inspector Daniel Korn. And it's a very curious case, Gene. It has some very peculiar elements to it, including the University of Georgia Diagnostic Lab, I think, was called in to do some forensic testing. They found an unknown poisoning agent that may have been involved in the actual cause of death in one of the cases. And unfortunately, there's not really a budget there to do the battery of tests that that would be needed to actually identify what that agent was. But a lot of your standard poisons were, I think, fairly factored out of this. And one of the things that is very peculiar to me is you have, this is right in the middle of Georgia ranching country, and you have cattle ranches all around this one particular ranch, and nobody else is experiencing any sort of unusual livestock deaths except for this one family. And investigators of the case are convinced that some perpetrator with a sharp implement, not a laser or anything, but sharp like a scalpel or sharp knife, is excising these soft tissue organs from these animals, and it really caused a bit of a stir. CNN covered it. It's on a lot of the news wires, and I think it's going to be interesting to see if the trail cams and other investigative tools that they're breaking out to help try to get to the bottom of this. It'd be interesting to see what kind of results the investigators get.
Do you think it's a human actor or a paranormal one responsible for this?
Well, we don't have any evidence to suggest that any sort of UFOs have been sighted. Actually, no military helicopters have been sighted. It's a real mystery. Most of these animals have been found right on a creek that runs through the property. In fact, one animal was found immersed into the creek. We have animals that have bled out through their eyes. There's peculiar elements to this, and I'm not really sure what to make of it. Supposedly, there's no poison plants in the environment there, so that would be my first my first guess is that these animals are somehow poisoning themselves, but that doesn't seem to be the case, and I think the jury's out, and I will be helping out as best I can officials who are investigating these cases, so we'll see.
You know what? We need basically a forensic anthropologist like the woman over in the TV show Bones. Don't know if you ever see that on Fox.
I don't watch TV, Gene.
You don't?
No.
You miss all the pop culture.
I know. That's one of the reasons why.
Well, you know what's funny?
I'm a Hulu guy, so.
You're a Hulu guy. All right. Well, that's how it goes. Speaking of that, you still see the shows, you know. You just don't have to pay for the local cable provider or have an antenna up on your TV.
I don't have to listen to all those darn commercials.
Hey, we have darn commercials on the show.
No!
That's how we survive.
I fast forward through them, Gene. I fast forward through them.
Don't tell the network that. I won't repeat it. Okay, we've got an interesting tale to tell with tonight's guest. An exclusive story. This is going to be fascinating. Tell us about it.
Well, I met Anthony Sanchez just recently at the Angel Fire Paranormal Conference, and we sat down and spoke at length about this particular scenario. He has a book coming out in December called UFO Highway, and one of the interesting elements in the book is a new whistleblower that has come forward. He's a retired colonel, and he has a very interesting claim. He claims that he was part of a team that worked in the notorious alleged underground base at Dulce on the Hickory Apache Indian Reservation. I, of course, working in the San Luis Valley for many years, which is just about 40 to 60 miles away from Dulce, have always been interested in the subject of underground bases, and in particular in the Dulce myth at this point.
Well, okay, and that's the important point here. Up till now, we regarded Dulce as a myth, one of the ufological myths that has arisen in recent years.
Well, Anthony begs to differ with us based on the testimony of this colonel. He's done an extensive series of interviews. He has checked out his background. He does appear to be who he is. We're going to have fun with Anthony today on this show because there's some very interesting information allegedly coming out of this case. So hang on to your hats and fasten your seatbelts.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to basically get a new slant on the Dulce myths from Anthony Sanchez. A reminder, neighbors, that we have forums where you can comment on the show at forum.paracast.com, forum.paracast.com. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
As you know, the Paracast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks. With more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For listeners of the Paracast,
Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One book to consider, for example, is Above Top Secret, The Worldwide UFO Cover-Up by Timothy Good. Timothy Good, as you know, has been a guest on the Paracast.
Yet another book worth considering from Audible.com is Lies and Deception, UFOs and the Secret Agenda, from Timothy Good once again, and also from our old friend Nick Pope. As you know, Nick Pope has also been on the Paracast. This is another book that you're definitely going to want to check out.
For this book or another free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/paracast. That's audiblepodcast.com/paracast.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
The co-host this week is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. And our guest, Anthony Sanchez, author of a forthcoming book called UFO Highway. But we're interested this week focusing primarily on the Dulce interview. Chris, why don't you pick up from here and lead us towards the first round of questions.
Anthony, welcome to the show. First of all, as I mentioned in the preamble, we met at the ASPE Angel Fire Paranormal Conference. And, boy, I'll tell you, I was very, quite taken aback by the interesting story that you related to me, and I instantly felt that you would make a great guest on the Paracast. And We welcome you to the
show. Thank you for having me.
What we want to do, I think, is kind of give our listeners a little background on you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you met this enigmatic whistleblower or colonel, and then we'll get into some of the particulars of what the colonel had to say about Dulcy.
Okay. As far as my background, I've been researching UFOs for about 20 years, and I've had a lot of experience in the field, going to various crash sites throughout the Southwest, trying to make vacations out of them, but they usually turn into work. And I've never thought about writing before until about maybe 3 years ago. And they had such a massive repository of data that I just needed to finally get some of the theories and ideas that I had out there to the public with respect to the areas that I focus on, which is really alien and human hybridization. I came up with something called transformation hypothesis, which is sort of synthesizes data from other experts and then lends me the ability to formulate my own ideas. And I also do a lot of work on HARP and Project Bluebeam, combining the two with respect to various conspiracies. And
before we go on with that, Anthony, would you maybe clarify to our listeners what that's all about?
Yeah, HARP is this massive radio array up in Alaska, which has been connected to various different types of activities that result from the use of this technology. Some people claim that there's the potential for inflicting seismic activity anywhere around the globe. Some people say that it has the ability to inflict severe weather patterns, you know, so there's weather manipulation group. Then there's this other theory, which I buy heavily into because of some of the research that I've done, which essentially the HARP technology is, it has the ability to essentially burn the ionosphere and create temporary plasma fields that are controllable for, undetermined periods of time, which can then be used as a pretty much a screen that you can project live 3D motion imagery upon. Imagine walking out of your house, looking up and seeing the USS Defiant above your house. I have evidence that they can do that. I mean, that's possible. And I've uncovered evidence in some documents that were released with quotes made by the program manager of HARP, who works out of the AFRL, the Air Force Research Laboratory, and one of the high-ranking senior engineers a part of the HARP program. There's some very, very, very interesting comments that they made, and they will be in my book, UFO Highway.
Well, there's one thing here about all this is, if we have something that can create images of that nature, does that mean that sometimes UFO sightings and other events are created in that fashion?
Absolutely, and that's one of the theories that I discuss heavily in the book, is that many of the UFO sightings that are seen around the world are, possibly projections that are being facilitated through HARP technology. And that ties directly into Project Bluebeam. And in the old days, Project Bluebeam was essentially this conspiracy that was about espousing a new age religion upon the global populaces. However, that has now metamorphosized and has become something else entirely because of politics, and because of advancements in technology and the changing world. I mean, when you look at the world and how it's evolved, you have new countries, you have new borderlines, you have new enemies, you have new allies, things change. And so the utilization of HARP technology moving forward is going to be through potentially Project Bluebeam, which is, again, evolved into something entirely, which is now going to be used to manipulate a specific geopolitical region. For instance, imagine a bunch of people in Palestine walking out of their homes and seeing an image of some Islamic deity or like the Prophet Muhammad telling them something, freaking them out, and then, triggering a massive type of conflict between them and Israel, something we've never even seen before, something beyond what we see now. I mean, those are the types of things they can do. So, and it's not limited to just one area. One of the things that I talk a lot about with Norio Hayakawa is, how would something like this be implemented within the confines of the United States? It's possible that you know, we can be staging some type of the UFO event. Right now, as a matter of fact, I'm writing an editorial, a piece on why we're seeing such heavy practices of disclosure coming out. You have this new show, The Event, on NBC. You have the Vatican, and you have the Vatican, you know, saying that they're going to baptize aliens if we find them.
Yeah, we should mention, by the way, those of you who haven't seen the TV show, The Event, okay, it's on NBC on Monday evenings, and it's one of those serialized dramas, action dramas with science fiction overtones. And let me give you the spoiler, ladies and gentlemen. The spoiler is that a number of years ago, like 60-some-odd years ago, aliens landed or crash-landed, and they were captured by the military authorities. They're being kept prisoner. And I guess now there's an effort, as I gathered, for them. They're humanoid creatures with subtle differences from humans in the sense that they live much longer, they don't age as fast, that they're trying now, I guess, to rebel. So, you know, that's part of it. And, you know, we'll have to see how it turns out. We'll have to see if the show even lasts, because a lot of these shows never last. Let me ask you a couple of quick questions here. The thing I gather here, this UFO Highway book, is it going to focus primarily on efforts or possibilities of disinformation with regard to UFOs?
Not necessarily. When I wrote the majority of the HAARP Project Blue Moon section, I actually focused on an area that I call transient digital audio phenomena, which is unique discovery. I don't think I made the discovery, but I think I'm the one who's writing about it first. People that live very close to base transceiver systems, which are cell towers. We found this unique scenario where, like, a family will be living in a home within 3 to 5 miles of a base transceiver system, and two members of the family will hear something, and they'll, like, be in different areas of the home, but they'll both walk to, like, let's say the garage, and they say, "Did you hear something coming from the garage?" So you have this directed, you know, digital signals that are occurring that certain people are picking up on because they share a very close brainwave frequency.
We'll get into the dangers of cell towers and a lot more in our next section. We have Anthony Sanchez, the book coming up later this year, UFO Highway, and we'll start focusing on what he's learned about Dulce in a short time. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberger in
The Paracast.
Okay, neighbors, here's the problem. Face-to-face business meetings with clients and colleagues are always going to be important. But business travel is a hassle, and it's often a complete waste of money. Well, here's a solution for you. Do more, travel less with GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is an award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. With just a click, host sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos right from your own desk. Avoid the hassle of traveling and still exceed your sales goals. Plus, GoToMeeting is just $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. Plus, voice over IP and phone conferencing is included. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Once again, GoToMeeting free for 45 days. Visit gotomeeting.com/podcast.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
We have Anthony Sanchez joining us on the Paracast this week. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. And we are talking about his forthcoming book, UFO Highway, and you're getting an exclusive look at some of the things that he's learned and put together for this book, including the revelations about Dulce. But right now, we're talking about cell towers. So if you're near a cell tower, it's affecting your brain waves, right?
That's right.
Okay.
So we found a scenario whereby families who live within a close proximity of base transceiver systems, which are cell towers, whereby we found, families who live close to base transceiver systems, these cell towers, they're getting this directed digital signals, maybe in the direction of their home, and certain people within the family are picking up on this because they share a very close brainwave frequency. Throughout my research, and I'm not a specialist on the brain, but I am a researcher, and one of the things I found was that like fingerprints, the human brainwave, each human has their own frequency that they operate on, but it does fall within a range, so you can have a very, very close pattern to somebody else, a frequency a pattern within that range that you'll both pick up on. So it's kind of like tuning into an AM station, not quite getting it, but you're almost there, but you can hear it, you can make it out. So that's
is this harmful
happening.
At all? I really hate to interrupt, but is this harmful?
I don't think that there is any significant evidence proving that it's harmful, because we have radio waves going through our body, at millions of times a second all throughout the day, and essentially this is just the manipulation of these types of radio waves. I actually document in the book, the various ranges, the different types of frequencies and radio waves and microwave waves that are used with the various technologies as part of these base transceiver systems, which are incidentally in every single major metropolitan area within the United States, and now outside, extending into the rural areas. I mean, you're pretty much, unless you're, up at the, what's the poor analogy? I was going to say, unless you're up at the top of the plateau of Archuleta Mesa, but no, they even got towers up there now.
So, well, Anthony, let me just kind of break in here for a minute. That's a pretty interesting claim. And you know, putting on my skeptic hat here for a moment, why haven't we heard any reports from people that have had this type of strange kind of effect happen to them? This is the first that I've heard of it. There's hundreds of cell towers around the country. Why haven't we heard anything about this?
Because this is closely affiliated with something that most people don't want to talk about, and that is schizophrenia. You know, when you start talking about, oh, you're hearing voices in your head, you start sending off signals to people, and they don't want to, they essentially don't want to touch the subject. So it's a very, very taboo thing to talk about. And I, you know, through my research have found that this has absolutely nothing to do with schizophrenia. There's no relation whatsoever other than the coincidence that, you know, you're hearing things in your head. Schizophrenia is derived from something else completely different, and it has nothing to do with the types of signals that are being facilitated and sent out through these base transceiver systems.
Have there been any studies that look at the adverse effect of cell tower transmissions on the human brain? Do you know of any studies that have been done?
There are actual studies out there that I do list in the book with regards to like very various academic institutions who've talked about the potentials of harm of these the signals being sent out from the cell towers. But there's not, I think this has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, you have a heavy investment from the private sector, in the placement of these close to homes. I mean, there are people who are getting paid $10,000 a month to have one of these things erected in the backyard of their home along, because they're alongside a freeway. You know, and people don't want to argue with receiving $10,000 a month, and these major corporate conglomerates who make up the cell phone industry and wireless industries, you know, they do everything within their power to make sure that no negative statements about the technology make it out, you know, to you know, the public.
Well, you also know, Anthony, that people, for example, have their new iPhones or whatever. They demand proper or good quality telephone and data service, and you get into a lot of cities, they have lousy cell tower network installations. Of course, the wireless carriers are doing anything possibly desperately trying to get those towers erected. Of course, in some towns, of course, it can be done easily. I understand in Texas you can do one in 3 weeks. In San Francisco, it's more like 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of red tape that's easily, you know, sliced through when it comes with regards to, you know, your typical bureaucratic type of holdups that would normally take place. They just don't happen when you're talking about the cell phone industry. These things get erected everywhere and as quickly as possible.
As I said, except for San Francisco.
Except for San Francisco, right?
Yeah, maybe they know something we don't.
What is the connection between the this particular cell tower scenario in HARP and the actual GWEN towers, the Ground Warning Emergency Network Tower System? Is there a similar type of concern in relation to the GWEN towers, which replaced?
I think that you know, irrespective of whether it's you know, the GWEN towers or the base transceiver systems, they're both, you know, potentially usable by the powers that be, you know, to facilitate that type of a scenario, Project Bluebeam scenario.
So we're talking about the mass manipulation of the populace, basically, with certain frequencies that are known to generate and elicit fairly predictable responses in humans, right?
That's right, because at certain frequencies, you can trigger emotional responses and even behavioral responses. So you can pick out a certain group, people, piss them off, and see what, watch what happens.
What happens if they broadcast a plea to the populace to vote for Sarah Palin in 2012? I think we'll all be in trouble.
Then we're all in trouble.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, as much as we try, we can't avoid politics. And we're talking about Alaska, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's where Galcona is, so that's where HARP is. So I just figured I'd throw that one in there.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, but she can see Russia from her window.
Well, maybe it's because of the brain waves.
or lack of them.
Well, you know what? They might have a cell tower right there. But again, as I said, let's not get into politics insofar as this is involved, though. But okay, as a point of reference here, if you're mentioning this in a UFO book, aren't you conveying the possibility there that somehow this sort of technology is used in connection with UFO sightings, UFO cases, even insofar as faking them?
Yeah, I think that they can definitely use these to fake like a massive UFO sighting. What if they want to incite some type of an event? What if they want to trigger the populace to react adversely rush into these FEMA camps or something, you know? How are they going to do that? Well, if you have a fleet of UFOs over your home and the controlled media is sending all these messages through radio and television that some major event is happening and everybody rush to your local FEMA camp, there's going to be National Guard posted outside, soldiers posted outside to direct you to the right place. I mean, that could be a scenario. That's just one scenario that we could be looking at.
All right, we'll have to explore that as we progress in the show. But also I want to get to Dulce very soon because obviously that's our headline subject. We have Anthony Sanchez. He's a longtime UFO investigator. His forthcoming book is called UFO Highway. We'll tell you more about the book in further sections of the show. Of course, you want to discuss this, neighbors, on our forums at forum.paracast.com. That's forum.paracast.com. It takes just a couple of minutes to sign up, and then you're ready to get in on the action. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey neighbors, ever thought about creating a website? With HostGator, you can create your own website with your very own .com domain name. HostGator has a free site builder and thousands of design templates to create your website today. Whether you want to create a blog, a photo gallery, a family page, or a website for your business, HostGator has the right plan for you, starting at less than $5 a month for ultra-reliable website hosting with 99.9% uptime and true 24/7 live support available by phone, chat, or email and based right here in the U.S. Don't be left without a website. It's more affordable and easier than you think. Sign up at technightowl.com/gator, that's G-A-T-O-R, to get the lowest possible price. At HostGator, that's technightowl.com/gator to get a special deal on all their web hosting services.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
Chris O'Brien is the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. We have Anthony Sanchez joining us this week, and he has a new book coming out called UFO Highway. We'll talk about the book as we progress, but right now he's talking about technology that can be used to cause people to think they see a UFO. Does the book primarily focus on this sort of thing, or do you intermingle this with actual cases?
I actually have some documented cases of the transient digital audio phenomena, but not so much where people are actually seeing the UFO, no.
All right, let's go to the pace of the resistance here. DELSE. Now, those of you who are very seriously inclined in UFOs think that's disinformation, a hoax, whatever. Before you tell us about your encounter with this whistleblower, what is the conventional wisdom about what that's used for, DELSE?
You know, I have to tell you that initially, before I answer that question, I have to preface this. It's just really important. When I began writing this book about 3 years ago, this book had nothing to do with DELSE. I never planned on writing about DELSE. In fact, I never believed any of the DELSE stories. I've been researching UFOs for 20 years. I've been following John Lear and Norio Hayakawa since 1990. I've heard about the DELSE stories. I've heard about Phil Schneider. I've heard about Paul Benowitz. I've heard about Thomas E. Castello. And this was something that just held really no interest for me. Now, most people know this. I am a software engineer, and I work in a high-level engineering capacity for a major semiconductor company here in Northern California. While there, I met somebody who was working in a technical capacity who I later found out was working under an assumed identity and had been AWOL from a federal contract where they had been working on the satellite defense system. They had some type of conscientious objection, decided to go AWOL. Anyhow, they contacted me because they knew of my UFO blog and gave me a bunch of information. And this is the person that I ended up meeting the colonel through. And only because of the believability of the testimony and the vetting that I performed on the colonel did I decide to write about DELSE. Now, I didn't realize how strong of a subject this was. Nobody even knows that I wrote about human origins or that I study HARP and Project Bluebeam. The two main areas that I've been working on for like the past, you know, two decades, this DELSE thing has completely overtaken my book, UFO Highway. And I'm happy because it's giving me a lot of exposure, but I'm a little bit dismayed because people are not going to pay attention potentially to my transformation hypothesis and my connection, my HARP Project Bluebeam connection. So the DELSE business came about because of this meeting with this colonel. So many interesting things were presented on the table immediately after meeting the guy that I had to take a serious look at it, and that's why I called in Norio Hayakawa. One, I knew he was a well-known expert on the DELSE subject. Two, I knew he had a skeptical perspective of about 99% of the information that was out there on DELSE, and that's what I needed to keep me grounded with regards to this information, because some of it is just really, really out there.
Let's back up a second, Anthony. You said that you vetted this whistleblower. How did you vet him? How did you check him out to see if he was what he claimed to be?
Two things. The first thing I did was, with the full cooperation of the colonel is we filed a standard form 180 to the military custodian of records. That would be your national personnel record center for the military personnel. What you get in return is a DD-214. Now, I'm very familiar with this practice because I own a company in California. I have a multiple award schedule with the state of California. It's called the CMAS. I'm allowed to hire active duty reservists and retired and veterans. You know, if they're qualified and they meet the qualifications of the job that the job description that I'm bidding on, which comes through what we call a request for proposal, an RFP, I get points because I'm hiring a veteran or I'm hiring an active duty reservist. And almost every single RFP that I bid on, if there's a requirement for additional personnel like a networking or programming or anything of that sort, I go out of my way to try to find these people. So I'm familiar with filing a standard form 180. In this instance, I had the colonel actually file, but I filed with me being a witness. Everything was filled out. I saw a social security number. I saw his full name. I saw his service number. I saw everything. I physically mailed that, and then we received it back to my PO box, and then we opened it together, and I was able to scan the document immediately from the packet. And I know it's real. It's real, and I'm going to have this in the book. I'm going to make it available at UFOHighway.com, and I want everyone that's out there to go ahead and scrutinize it because it is the real deal. This is not a fake document. I'm not going to prison for forging a federal document. This is a real document, and it's there for anyone who would like to scrutinize it.
Does that mean that you're going to reveal his real name?
No, it's been redacted, so you won't know his social security number, you won't know his real name, but everything else is available.
Okay.
And this is the reason why the DD-214 was the most important aspect to this story. He told me, on my DD-214, there's going to be a clue. You need to find it, and you need to research it, and that will prove to you that I was where I said I was. So what I did was I did exactly that, and I found a line entry under Section 18 of the DD-214, which was the remarks section, that immediately stood out to me because it just didn't make any sense. It had I'm trying to bring it up right now to look at it. Yes, it had a line that read Rio Arriba CO, DSD, -3. And I didn't understand what that was, and I knew from my research that Rio Arriba County is where Dulce is. Now, the full line is 14N4, staff, and then parentheses, Rio Arriba CO, DSD, -3. I only knew what DSD, -3 meant through him because he told me, but I researched it. And the only thing that I could find was from DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency. They had a DSD-3 designation, but it came years after the colonel had already retired. For the DIA, it was a General Military Intelligence Support Division, but my research told me that this thing came out years after he had already retired. The colonel told me the DSD-3 essentially stood for Dulce Security Division 3, and 3 being the main, the three primary branches who operate there at Dulce, which are the Air Force, the Army, and the Navy. 14N4 actually came back as an intelligence code, personnel code. Sorry, I'm at a loss for words right now. But, I called the Bureau of Indian Affairs. So, like I said, under Section 18 of the remarks section, I found this 14N4 staff Rio Arriba County DSD-3, and that was the proof of the existence for me that something from the military was there in Dulce. Now, I called the National Personnel Records Center in St. Louis, Missouri. I had to make an admission here. I accidentally said New Orleans, when I was on the Jerry Pippen show. That's because my son is a New Orleans Saints fan, and when I think St. Louis and the Saints, I just mix them up for whatever reason. Anyhow.
Okay, those who listen to the other show are now being corrected.
That's right. So I contacted the military personnel records custodian, and I specifically asked him to tell me, what does Rio Arriba CO, DSD-3 mean? And the response was that they did not know what it meant at all, that there was no code or definition referring to those terms at all that they knew of. So I then called the National Archives and Records Administration in College Park, Maryland. I asked them the same question. Now, this is the call that had me wondering. At first, the custodian I spoke to said that Rio Arriba CO DSD-3 was a classified designation, and they could not tell me anything about it. Then, upon subsequent calls back, as if I were experiencing deja vu, I was told that they didn't know what the term meant, just like they had told me in St. Louis, Missouri, at the National Personnel Records Center, incidentally, which is where I had filed the standard Form 180 for the DD-214. But, not to be discouraged in all this, I called the township of Dulce, New Mexico. Specifically, I called the Department of the Interior Bureau of Indian Affairs, the southwestern region for the Jicarilla Agency. And I asked them, is there any type of military presence there in the town of Dulce, New Mexico, or in Rio Arriba County?
I'll tell you what, Anthony, we'll have to break here, but we'll pursue this in our next section. I'm also quite sure that you listeners are going to have a lot to say in our forums at forum.paracast.com. That's forum.paracast.com. And if you're not a member, why not? All you have to do is sign up at the forum. Go ahead and give yourself a member name, answer the acknowledgement email, and then you're ready to participate. And I bet you listeners are going to have lots to say about this episode. We have Anthony Sanchez. His forthcoming book is UFO Highway. We're exploring Dulce in New Mexico. What's it all about? The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.